You say that I'm controlling and that I don't let you speak. Well, that last podcast stunk without me and your song was weak.
How dare you? I don't understand.
Did you guys like that?
That was pretty awesome.
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be true to be good.
Yeah, you feel offended. I should be offended after the last podcast. All those things you guys said about me.
Yeah.
They were all nice things.
They were all untrue. There were so many fallacies in that podcast.
That's so debatable.
Yeah, you guys said so many things that were just so off the wall and true.
Oh, really? Let's start. Which one is wrong?
You didn't say all of them were.
No.
Which one is wrong?
Some of them were true.
Yeah, tell me what's wrong.
Prove it.
You're not ripped?
No, that one's very true.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Except for when Brianna's opinion, apparently.
Yeah. I think she was pretty
honest.
Pretty spot on.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, the sexy voice is true. That part's true.
True. Okay. Mario and Brett 1, Mike Scalia 0.
Mario said I was allergic to everything.
That's true.
What am I allergic to?
Dogs, pollen, everyone's single plant around us.
That's about everything.
You just named the two things I'm allergic to. Dogs and pollen. There's nothing else.
I'm allergic to so much.
Cats?
That's true.
Okay.
Now I'm the liar. Right. We're going to have to make a clip of me contradicting myself.
Mike and Brett 2.
Mike 0.
All right. Dogs, cats, and pollen.
Yeah, well,
everything in life.
It's an overall win for us.
It's the only thing that exists in Mario's life.
That's everything in life.
All right. That I'm controlling and don't let you guys talk or eat at the podcast.
Mike and Brett 3?
I just have to stop eating popcorn because the recording was starting.
That's true, Mike. Did you just make him stop eating the popcorn?
I hate you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Why don't you both stop talking? Stop talking.
We can stop here.
I know. If you want, Mike.
Jacked.
Don't skip any point that you wrote down. Go ahead in your list.
Because Brett says that I hate love at first sight. That was the most appalling of all of them.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
Do you believe you can fall in love with somebody that you see after 2 minutes?
No, but
there you go. Hold on.
Hold on. Not
move on. Next.
That was a high five.
Not necessarily believing in love at first sight does not mean I hate love at first sight. As
oh my
a concept.
Word! Believe and hate is the same thing. Let's go on.
You kind of hate the idea of it. You seem to resent people who think it's possible.
No, it's not that at all. The only things I've ever said about it is that
it's ridiculous.
No, that I have a hard time picturing how those things happen. People are like, "Oh, I was like at a restaurant in Italy, and then I just saw this girl and like." We hit it off and like, you know, I came back the next day to America, but then we got married like 2 months later.
You know why, Mike? You don't understand
it. I don't say that that's a lie or that like, you know, it can't happen.
We don't understand it because
we're
not.
Bad. I just say like, I don't know. Like I've never experienced anything like that in my life where like you just like click that quickly with someone that like.
Mike, that only happens to beautiful people.
That's what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I would think if it was going to happen, it would be a restaurant in Italy.
All right. Like so somebody's like beautiful, you know, like.
That was a bad example, Mike.
Shocking, but like, so it's like, you're like impressed.
Mario believes. It hasn't happened to him, and he believes.
Have you right, fallen in love at first sight? Who's going to look a short, fat guy? Just going to move on.
We're at Brett's house, by the way, so if you hear planes again in the background.
Planes and rumbling
or
above.
Rumbling upstairs, it's Layla running around.
Yeah.
What else do I... You
so
know,
you're like 0 for 4.
You still didn't prove nothing that
That's
was
not
wrong
true.
About us.
Yeah. You guys said that
wait,
I would
wait,
be...
Wait.
I would be...
That was...
They were number five. No,
I will say that.
They were number six.
I do realize that I'm just here for the technology.
Yep, check.
That is true.
Six. Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Six for us. And
yeah. But, Yeah, the fact that I'm negative.
Oh, that is absolutely not true, right?
You guys, you know what?
I'm surprised you didn't sweep that under the rug.
I emailed something to myself the other day because I found
that's
this.
Sad. He has a lot of friends. Huh?
That's sad.
Emails himself. Are you shocked when you receive that email?
My inbox was full.
Oh my word, somebody mailed me.
Just to receive an email.
So many people like me.
I just needed to receive something from somebody. You guys are bad friends.
Do you call yourself sometimes from your home phone?
You never
Do you call your cell phone from your home phone, Mike?
No, I don't.
Then you'd be like, oh, let's leave a message. I don't want to answer that call.
Do you have two different email accounts so you can email yourself from each other?
I have multiple email accounts.
You know, like when you email yourself, is it a different name?
No.
E-Google chats from the cell phone and the home computer.
Yeah.
And then he answers on the
you
other
guys,
side.
I found this article from a scientific organization here.
That could be like Scientologists.
I chanced upon this too. I wasn't looking for it. But it's entitled, Pessimism About the Future May Lead to Longer, Healthier Life.
What?
Are you proving that you're going
to
die?
Older people who have a low expectations for a satisfying future may be more likely to live longer, healthier lives than those who see brighter days ahead, according to new research published by the
American
Psychological
Association.
What happens
to people that every time you laugh, your life gets 5 minutes longer or things like that?
Well, having a negative outlook of the future doesn't mean that you don't laugh.
Wait, did it say older people?
It did say older people.
Wait, yeah. So you're already old, so chances are you're already
Look
older
at
than other people.
You live another hour.
Lived a long life.
Our findings revealed that being overly optimistic in predicting a better future was associated with greater risk of disability and death within the following decade.
That means like you go bungee jumping and die.
Exactly. Because yeah. Mike will be like, oh my God, the rope is going to die, is going to break.
Yeah. No, another
we'll be like, right. Yeah, who cares? That's not going
to
happen.
Sort of, then leave the house. Die. That's right. Actually sort of, it says pessimism about the future may encourage people to live more carefully, taking health and safety precautions.
This is just justification for his whole way of
and
life.
And that's also a reason why he doesn't have a girlfriend. Yeah.
Because a darker outlook in the future is often more realistic. Older adults' predictions of their future satisfaction may be more accurate, according to the study. See, I always say I'm just a realist.
Yep.
I think if you scour the internet long enough, you'll find something to support any theory,
I'm sure we will live longer so if we stay home with a little blanket on our knees watching TV every day.
Probably not.
You will leave stuck.
Not in your house. You'll get attacked by a bat.
Exactly.
So Mario has to leave home.
Anyways, we all know that Mario's the real negative one anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very negative.
You are.
Tonight he is.
If our podcasts haven't proven that so far.
Tonight he is. A little bit. Nothing. Mario's not
I'm negative.
We talk about the Mario spectrum.
I'm never negative.
He's at a
never.
Low. He's at a low ebb today.
He's never not negative.
I thought our whole...
By the way, Mike, what point was it right?
Oh.
You still didn't
all
win.
Of those.
You didn't get any.
And you didn't
I
get any.
And I didn't count you
I
being...
I was right about all of those.
Mike
oh,
being
really?
Jacked. So it's like 7 for us and 0
guys,
for you.
I go to the gym like once a week.
I know.
On a good
you
week.
Stay 8 hours that once a week that you go. So that's
he goes, he's just trying to make us more angry because now he's saying he goes to the gym
oh
once
goodness.
A week, eats ice cream and 7 days a week, and I'm ripped.
We go 5 hours a day every day.
Right.
And we're
my
still
point
the
was
same.
That I'm not that ripped.
And a teaspoon of ice cream
will make us gain 50
we're
pounds.
Like blimps.
Anyways,
we got very good reviews from the last podcast without Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Here's one.
Found the weakest
podcast
point.
Was hilarious. All caps. Thank you, Veronica. let's see. I think we have some more here.
That's good. I don't have to.
Then this was good. This was good because like the day we put it up, Mario texted me and said, he said, hey, I just got a message. Oh, no, he forwarded me the message from Mike saying, hey, I just got a message from Podomatic saying we posted a new podcast. Can you check it out? I hope our account didn't get hacked.
Yep.
That was kind of awesome.
I was in Italy.
Then I was afraid that you might pull it down, though. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'd at least check. I would at least listen to it first before just taking it down.
And then Mario's idea. Okay, so then Mario says, I'm going to tell him somebody hacked it.
Oh, that was another falsehood of your
there
podcast.
There you go, starting again.
You mean the first?
No, another.
This will be the first.
You said that.
If it's true,
I never
we'll
gave
see.
You guys the passwords to the accounts and stuff. That was the first thing I did when I created them. I said,
no.
Not the Podomatic.
We had to work.
We had to
I gave you both of them.
We assumed the Podomatic.
Yes, I did.
Podomatic or Podmatic?
Podomatic.
Podomatic.
We guessed that one. Yeah. Actually, he guessed that one. You never gave
I
it to him.
I wish I could find the email or the thing right now where I told you both of them.
Failed again,
it's
Mike.
It's the exact same login for both anyway.
How many times did we win so far, Brad?
Here's another one. I just heard the podcast. It's hilarious. Poor Mike. He got roasted pretty good.
Who is that?
That was from Anto. Thank you, Anto.
We've roasted you, Mike.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, the thing is that it wasn't really better than any other podcast. It's probably worse, but people just seem to like the idea of Mike
getting
roasted. Yeah, getting made fun of. I think that's what it is.
It's a pastime for people making fun of me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come to enjoy it, actually. No,
that's why me and Mario didn't even have to think about what we were going to say. We're like,
it was so natural.
This is easy.
It seemed natural.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
I laughed pretty hard, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
John
can attest
to that.
What part did you laugh?
We were in the car. The whole thing.
Looks like you were taking notes for everything we said that was false.
Well, because I was trying to, you know, talk about it and, you know, point out the truth. But I still think...
Which is very
wrong. Sometimes falsehoods are funny. because they're ironic, because they're so wrong.
Yeah, but the problem is that none of them were false.
You see how hard he had to work to disprove it, but yet we said, like, all that stuff just came natural. The truth comes out easily.
I didn't have to work hard.
Falsehoods are work. lies are hard work, you know?
Sometimes it's harder to be sincere, Brett.
So, Mike...
do you want to tell us something, Mike?
Yeah, what do you want to tell us?
What?
I don't know what he's talking about. I'm just going along with it.
No, but I really did... John will attest to the fact that we were in the car driving to from one place to another. That's why you're driving. That's when you drive. That's when you're going from one place to another. That's
typically what you do. What, Mario?
And
Plane.
I was laughing pretty hard.
Yeah.
Made me smile.
Good.
I actually took it as a compliment. All the things you said made me think that, you know, even if they're thinking negatively about me, they're thinking about me.
Just like the whole any publicity is good publicity thing?
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
So, Mike, you had your wisdom teeth out. Do you want to talk about that?
No.
Okay.
He looks like a chipmunk. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I look like one, and I did look like one.
You did.
And I do.
No.
Okay, thank you.
You know, have you ever seen them, like, putting all the kids in their mouth and then just spit them out?
Who? The kids?
Yeah, the little babies thing that they do.
They put the kids in their mouth?
The little baby things when they give birth.
What are you talking about?
Hamsters. Well, we're talking about chipmunks.
When did the word hamsters come out?
You just said they.
They.
You know, you know when they put all the kids in their mouths?
You said
they look
like chipmunks.
You know those people?
Whatever. Oh, man. I do value my friendship so much. I had two hamsters. And... Why are you laughing?
Mario, anytime you say a word that starts with an H, it's going to be funny.
Two hamsters. Okay. And is it wrong?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. I had two of those animals. And one, you know, the mother gave birth. So once, I think, if I remember right, once they give birth, you have to separate the father from the mother. Otherwise, somebody will eat them. I don't know. But what we did was... I remember that the way that the mother will move those little things from one part of the cage to the other, she will put them all in her mouth and then just spit them out on the other side of the
cage. They're that small?
Mm?
They're that small?
Yeah, they look like little gummy bear.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's hope no one got confused.
That's why they have those huge...
Still, a hamster mouth isn't that big.
Do you think anyone could really mistake them for gummy bears?
That one was
that's
your fault.
That's what I remember about them.
Did they die? Did a snake eat them?
They died?
She ate them.
What?
She ate them.
Who did? The mom?
The mother.
She ate the baby? She thought they were gummy bears.
Mario.
She did. So I guess somebody didn't tell us that we had to like take them away from her.
I blame you. That's so
negative. I don't know. It's like goldfish.
I'm gross, but now you can eat them because they're like goldfish.
No, I think he means the goldfish, they just die. And you just don't care.
No, I think he means he eats goldfish.
No, people just... put them in, they flush them. I'm sure somewhere in the ocean must be like a goldfish. Like, they're probably like organizing a rebellion against all the kids on this world.
I had like a...
goldfish and they're going to die an hour after they go home.
I hope so.
When I was like a little kid in elementary school.
The other goldfish will cry when they see somebody gets picked. It's like, he's going to die soon.
When I was a little kid in elementary school.
Been watching Finding Nemo?
No.
Okay.
How many times am I going to start this story?
Let's try.
When I was a little kid in elementary school, we had this fair at school or something, and I forget what the game was, but if you threw a ball into a goldfish bowl or something, you'd win a goldfish.
If you threw a ball into a goldfish,
yeah, it was something like that. Into a goldfish bowl, I said.
Okay. Game.
So it was
easy without hitting the goldfish.
It was no, there wasn't. They were empty.
Oh, I know.
So it was easy. So I won the goldfish bowl.
Of course, but then, Mike's wins.
I won like 9 goldfish, though. I don't know how.
See, 9, not even one. But why did you stop after the
but
first
I only
one?
Had one? Because they wanted to get rid of them.
But
Mike.
I only had one bowl.
The whole thing was a scam to get rid of goldfish.
Like, so I you really put you these. Jammed the 9 goldfish
yes,
in one bowl?
I did, and they all jumped out.
Of course, they were crammed in there. Probably somebody fought it, too. So they're just like, we need to get out of here.
So like over the next week, they all had jumped out.
They killed themselves.
Either that or my cat was flicking them out.
I think we're going to get a call from PETA.
Who's PETA?
Complaining about Mike abusing goldfish.
Who's PETA?
PETA. P-E-T-A.
Oh, I thought it was Peter.
Yeah.
People.
PETA.
I don't even know what PETA stands for. I just realized.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That's right. Yeah.
I had the same thing happen with the goldfish. I had one who was bad. He was a little fat
pita
ball.
P-I-T-A?
P-E-T-A.
Oh, P. I was like, oh. It was like the pita bread.
I had a little goldfish who was like a fat, round golf ball, literally, but was mean and would try to push out the other fish from the tank.
Wow.
I would see it try many times, and then one day I came home and won.
I have an idea for a new movie.
What's that?
Instead of the Planet of the Apes, we should do the Planet of the Goldfish.
Okay.
All sure. Those goldfish, like, planning.
How would they...
Plotting.
We would just be like, I'm on land. You can't get me.
No, because they will, like...
That's what they should have done, the Planet of the Apes. Invent. They should have went to the water. Yeah. Monkeys hate water.
They should find a way to breathe.
How do you know? Did you ask
out
them?
Of the water.
I am a monkey.
Oh, okay.
My parents had me convinced growing up that they found me at the zoo and that I was a monkey.
If the fish will find a way to breathe
that
out of the water.
That explains so much.
Yeah, it does.
About you.
They'll take over the world.
Mario's still on this fish subject.
I am.
He's still trying to figure maybe out dolphins. How to make this practical.
Dolphins might take
dolphins
over the
world.
Dolphins, I mean. Yeah. Until they get caught in volleyball nets.
That's classic. Mean.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good one.
We have like 3 minutes of usable material.
Yeah. Okay, wait. But
we
wait.
Can just cut everything out except for when Mario pronounces things wrong.
Okay.
No.
Like Amster.
I'm sure we have something good.
What
in
if
this.
Amtrak was actually called Hamtrak?
And then an Italian
put it Italian right? Was like, what's the name again? Amtrak.
Yeah, but Hamtrak will be like what? An ham on tracks?
Yeah, why would it be called Hamtrak?
Because it just sounds
funny. The strings look like hams.
Yeah.
Running on tracks.
Ham what track. If America was supposed to be Hamerica?
What if it was just like
hey, a... Hey, wasn't Columbus Italian?
Yeah,
there you go.
That's true.
Right?
I think I'll call this place Hamerica.
What if it was just like a...
But it was Amerigo Vespucci who named it.
Yeah.
Vespucci, not Vespucci.
No, in America we say Amerigo Vespucci.
It's Vespucci.
Mm-hmm. Mario. Margaret Thatcher died.
I never heard about it. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not the Queen, it's fine.
Well, that's what I... For a second I thought, oh, no, Mario's going to think it's the Queen.
No. I know who Margaret Thatcher is.
I know, but you were mixing up their film personas.
The what? Don't touch my queen.
No, when we were talking about the movie The Queen, and you were
she's fine, she's alive.
The one about Margaret Thatcher.
She'll bury us all, I'm telling you.
Meryl Streep and all that.
I bet the Queen's really negative.
Yeah.
I bet I'm pretty sure she's pretty positive. Because if she doesn't like Santa, she just kills them all. So she's fine.
The look on Mario's face when he said that was so optimistic. Like, no, I'm pretty sure she's the most positive person in the world.
She's like, Santa makes her angry, she just kills them.
Yeah. Hungry?
You don't think that, you like, consider that negative?
Oh my God, Mike made me so upset. So she's like, let's just kill him. They will go and shoot you down. That's happy.
That's a pretty negative thought.
Yeah. Why is it negative? She's so happy.
That whole sentence is negative. Someone may be upset, so I'm going to kill him.
As that's what she
that
does.
That whole sentence is negative.
No, she's positive because she thinks, I can do it.
Exactly.
I'm the queen.
I can do I have power.
Anything, anything I want.
Exactly. So.
I didn't do it in a British accent.
I think she's happy with all this. At the end of the night, she goes to bed and she thinks how powerful she is. She's happy. So, and today I killed somebody else. Mm-hmm. I'm a happiest person.
So who do you think she's taken out when she's
Mario
not...
Mario equates murder with happiness.
Yeah.
I think that's what she does.
Being
I
mean, able to remove anyone that bothers you.
That would be everybody for Mario.
That's Mario's...
But she doesn't kill them herself, so she, her conscience world. Is clean.
Yeah. Well,
her conscience... Somebody. I don't know if your conscience is clean if you order
it
someone killed.
Be. Yeah. Pretty so who do you think she offs when she's not killing like really famous people like her daughter-in-law?
What happened?
They just like to
like who does she kill like on a like a regular
quell the
day?
Boredom kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no clue what you just said.
Okay, so like the nurse, right? That was a pretty high profile
and
thing.
She killed her.
Right, mm-hmm. Right, right. And then her daughter-in-law who you claim she killed as well,
her.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mario's very positive about these two. So who like you seem to think she's like killing people all the time. So yeah. Do you think it's like, you know...
She wakes up in the morning and she's like, who can I kill today?
Yeah, exactly.
She's not Indian.
So no. Who does she kill on like slow days? Like
whatever makes her angry
people?
That day. You don't know many people...
What if no one makes her angry?
How do you know... Lovely day. Do you know if one of her waiters dies?
She flips a coin?
No, because she probably just changes them.
No, that's what we're saying. Like,
probably they're hiring every day because every day somebody gets
so
killed.
So you're answering our question. The waiters.
Maybe.
The cook. The butler.
Try to cook something wrong for the queen.
See what happens.
That's true.
See what happens.
So, I texted Mario a few weeks ago, and I told him that my wife was making fun of the French. And Mario literally wrote back, why? I'm sure they deserved it.
I'm sure they did.
That was pretty good. I think it was because they...
Because they're always like, wee, 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 ha, ha, ha.
Oh, it was about their. It was about the perfume. And how, like, they sell perfume, but it's eau de toilette, which means, like, toilet water.
Right.
unless you pony up like 30 more bucks and then it's like real perfume.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, leave it to the French.
Leave it to the French what? Should leave nothing
you
to
can
the
just
French.
Bathe in their toilet water when you go over there.
Right. Yeah, like if you only spend like 80 bucks, you're bathing in toilet water. If you spend like 115, that's perfume.
Who understands those French?
Nobody.
Just get rid of them.
That's where the expression
that's
comes
all the
from.
Queen.
It's all French to me.
I'll let the Queen know.
Queen, can you please attack France?
The Queen is like our safety net. Like we just feel like whenever the podcast isn't funny.
I'm going to text her after and see what she thinks about that.
Yeah, see what she thinks. See if she can come on, because that might boost our ratings. Did anybody ever
sorry to interrupt, but she actually surprised a British wedding, you know? She showed up to a wedding. That's a surprise. You know, she's pretty funny, too.
To kill someone?
No, she just showed up. She was like, in the city, whatever.
One of the bridesmaids.
Surprise.
She was in the city and, like, driving to one place to the other. She saw this wedding. So she just stopped the car and went to say, you know, congratulations to the thing.
No way.
To the couple, which is so nice of the, you know, the young old lady.
Would you do that, Mario?
Eh?
You're a celebrity. Would you do that?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Next time we see a wedding, I'm going to have you do that.
You know who she killed?
I'm not a celebrity.
You know who she killed that day? The guy at the door who was like, I'm sorry, I don't see your name on the list.
And then she told the guy next to take his name.
Are you sure you're invited?
Well, I am your queen.
She shot him right there on the spot.
Exactly.
She was packing
the pistol she carries around.
She has the one under the crown.
Leg. Dude, she hung out with James Bond.
She has one under the crown.
Under the crown.
She just raised the crown.
Is the crown sharp? Like, could she use that to kill someone?
She just... Every time she bows, she just...
Like, she just bows and charges like a bull.
Like antlers.
Next time, I want to tell you what my opinion is of people that eat alone in a restaurant.
I'm surprised we haven't heard this already.
And I want to tell you
about... I think we probably did, but...
How Mario thinks it's bad to eat in a restaurant alone, but he'll go on a all-inclusive vacation by himself.
Really?
I have a reasoning for that.
All right. Well, we'll save it because we didn't have anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
It was a pleasure.
Let's end this the same way we end every podcast. All right, guys.
Awkwardly.
It's been fun. That's Brett's line. It's been fun. Right?
Really? Have I ever said, do I say that? Maybe I do.
I don't know. Oh, no. You said this is really good. That's what you say.
He's inventing.
Is going to be a good one, guys.
We proved to be right again, Brett.
Seriously, yeah, well done. Email us, people.
Well done.
That's 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That means Mike is paying for dinner tonight. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Whatever there, Chi.
Here's the thing. We started up friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
I caught the end of that, I think.
Thanks to you.
Now I get...
I get what I want. By the way, how dare you say that our voice are lame? Your face is lame.